Japan by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for November the 26th, Monday, 2007. It was on this day in 1864, a math teacher at Oxford, Charles Lutwidge Dodson, gave a book he'd written as a Christmas gift to his boss's daughter, a 12-year-old girl named Alice Little. The book was called Alice's Adventures Underground. Dodson, whom we know as Lewis Carroll, had enjoyed the company of Alice and her sisters. Alice Little later wrote, "We used to go to his rooms to sit on the big sofa on each side of him while he told us stories, illustrating them by pencil or ink, drawing busily on a large sheet of paper all the time. He'd come up with the idea for a story about Alice going down a rabbit hole in the summer of 1862 while he was taking the girls on a boat ride. Alice begged him to write it, and so he did. But while writing the book, Lewis Carroll was actually spending less and less time with the little girls. They were growing up. They didn't enjoy his company, nor he theirs quite so much. And also their mother did not care for him. He hadn't seen Alice in months when he finally sent her the finished book on this day, 2 years after he'd first made the story up. He'd written it by hand in a green leather booklet with his own illustrations. It was published as Alice's Adventures in Wonderland in 1865. It's the birthday of Charles Schulz, born in St. Paul, 1922, who drew the cartoon strip Peanuts and created Charlie Brown, who never gets to kick the football, always gets his kite stuck in the tree, and he never wins the love of the little red-haired girl. Schulz grew up in St. Paul. He loved comics. As a kid, his father bought 6 different newspapers every weekend, and they would sit and read all of the comics together. He got drafted to fight in World War II when his mother was dying of cervical cancer, and one of the last things she said to him before he left was that if the family ever bought another dog, they should name it Snoopy. When he got back from the war, started drawing a comic strip called Little Folks, and when he sold it to a national syndicate, they changed the name to Peanuts. The first strip appeared October 2, 1950. It introduced the world to Linus and Schroeder and Lucy, Violet, and Snoopy the dog, and became the most popular comic strip of all time, read by more than 335 million people, it was said. Every day, Charles Schulz did all the drawing and the inking and the lettering by himself, took almost no breaks in 50 years. He died on February 12, 2000, the day before his last strip was set to run. And it's the birthday of the novelist Marilyn Robinson, born in Sandy Point, Idaho, 1943. Her first novel, Housekeeping, in 1980, was nominated for the Pulitzer Prize. It took her more than 2 decades to write her second novel, Gilead, which came out in 2004, and it won the Pulitzer Prize. The story of a Congregationalist preacher, John Ames, who knows he's dying of heart disease, and he wants to write down his life story for his 6-year-old son. Here's a little poem by Ogden Nash, My Dream. Here is a dream, it is my dream, my own dream, I dreamt it. I dreamt that my hair was kempt, then I dreamt that my true love unkempt it. So short, I'll do it again. My dream, here is a dream, it is my dream, my own dream, I dreamt it. I dreamt that my hair was kempt, then I dreamt that my true love unkempt it. My Dream by Ogden Nash, from The Best of Ogden Nash, published by Arvin R.D., and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by 20th Century Fox Home Entertainment, presenting The Namesake, starring Cal Penn, coming-of-age story from director Mira Nair on DVD Tuesday. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.